This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his remarks to Bob Woodward, in which he acknowledges publicly downplaying the coronavirus threat. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat to avoid causing panic.
There was no lie here.
And that his actions to stop the virus's spread show he took it seriously.
That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying people are going to die, people are going to die. No. No.
Still, Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say his public downplaying revealed a president unconcerned with saving American lives.
Showed his contempt. Contempt for the American people and their health.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the president
Trump
tried
to tell a suburban Detroit crowd that Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's book, questioning his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, raises undue alarm.
This whack job that wrote the book, he said, well, Trump knew a little bit. They wanted me to come out and scream, people are dying.
In Woodward's recorded interviews with Trump, the president admitted to knowing the deadly threat posed by the virus and still opted to publicly ignore that threat. Trump also accused his Democratic rival of spreading rumors.
Joe Biden is once again hurting innocent people with his dangerous anti-vaccine conspiracy theories.
Recently, Biden said even if it cost him the election, he would agree to be vaccinated with a safe and effective vaccine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19, and there are more than 28 million confirmed infections worldwide. The United States remains at the top at both the number of infections and the number of deaths. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials have begun two new studies to test if blood thinners can help reduce some of the most dangerous effects of COVID-19. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
As doctors learn more about COVID-19 and virus deaths, they're more often finding blood clots in patients who died and signs those clots have damaged the heart, kidneys, lungs, blood vessels, and other organs. So the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Gary Gibbons, says they're testing blood thinners to see if they might help prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications. Hospitals have been giving anti-clotting drugs to the most seriously ill patients, still trying to learn which drugs or doses will work the best and at what stage of illness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The coronavirus pandemic is changing commemorations of the September 11 terror attacks because of a split over how to hold observances in a time of social distancing. There will be dueling ceremonies Friday at the 9/11 Memorial Plaza in a corner nearby New York. The president is speaking at a ceremony at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Democratic challenger Joe Biden intends to pay respects later in the day. Biden also plans to attend the observance at Ground Zero, while Vice President Mike Pence is due there at the alternate observance nearby. The Indian and Chinese foreign ministers agreed their troops should disengage from a tense border standoff, maintain proper distance, and ease tensions in the cold desert Ladakh region, where the two sides had their deadliest clash in decades in June. They met in the Russian capital on Thursday night and concurred that the current situation in the border areas is not in the interest of either side. That's according to a joint statement issued Friday. Since last week, the Asian giants have accused one another of sending soldiers into the rivals' territory and firing warning shots for the first time in 45 years, threatening a full-scale military conflict. The Iranian Navy began a three-day exercise in the Sea of Oman near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on Thursday, deploying an array of warships, drones, and missiles. The exercise will be held over 2 million square kilometers of sea stretching from the northern part of the Indian Ocean to the eastern end of the Strait of Hormuz, a sensitive shipping lane from the Gulf through which a fifth of the world oil output passes. Military said on its website that one of the exercise's objectives is to devise tactical offensive and defensive strategies for safeguarding the country's territorial waters and shipping lanes. Find more at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.